Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the First Parish Church of Stowe and Acton, a welcoming Unitarian Universalist congregation. My name is Cindy Landrum, and I serve as the minister here. And I'm so pleased to introduce our youth. This is our high school youth group. And our youth group leader, Paul. I got to watch as they prepared the service for today and read some of the things that they've written ahead of the service, and you're in for a real treat today. This is a special service in Unitarian Universalism when our youth take the stage.
If someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, the seed would sprout and grow. The earth produces of itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. When the grain is ripe, the harvest has come.
We are drawn together by a belief that how we are in the world, who we are together, matters. We light this chalice together in the knowledge that love, not fear, can change this world.
Please stand in body or in spirit and join in singing Big Yellow Taxi. The lyrics are printed in your order of service.
Now we will say our covenant and affirmation, printed in your order of service. Love is the spirit of this church, and service its law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another.
As Fire Looms by Caitlin Cotter Coilberg. Spirit of life and love, we gather today under smoky skies, aching from the onslaught of the daily news, our spirits weary and sore, our nerves jangling with every loss of power, every alert on our phones. Our thoughts this morning are with the firefighters and all those whose bodies continue to be on the line. Our hearts with every person who has lost a home or a place of work or a special piece of wilderness. Our minds with the unfolding effects of climate change and the path ahead of us. As sirens sound in the distance, we pause here to center ourselves once again, to transform our tension into tranquil readiness, our fear into loving purpose. May we find in this time a moment of calm amidst the wine-churned ashes, wind. May we find in this sanctuary the space to let down our masks and breathe together. May we find in this community reminders that we are enough and we are not alone. I invite you to breathe in the quiet with me for a moment, to take in the serenity of this being together and breathe out more love into this room. Come. Let us sit in silence and settle into the peace of this time together.
And now, please open your blue hymnal to hymn number 1073 and join us for a singing meditation of The Earth is Our Mother. We will only be singing the first three verses, and each verse will be followed by a ringing of the bell into silence, and then we'll continue.
Person do to make a change? So many times, someone won't do something because they think it won't make a difference. But one person can make a difference. This book, One Plastic Bag, tells the true story of Aissatou, who got so tired of seeing plastic bags all over the ground in piles in her village. She decided to do something. She started collecting the bags and turning them into blankets. Soon, others started following her mission in helping to clean their village. Just like Aissatou, how can you make a difference in your community to help the earth? For example, I'm going to try and be more persistent in sorting my trash and my recyclables. Now, we're going to throw this earth around and see, and if you catch it, please say one thing you can do to help the earth.
Make sure we don't use too much water.
All right, well, I loved hearing all of your ideas, and now it's your job to put them into action. Thank you.
People say, what is the sense of our small effort? They cannot see that we must lay one brick at a time, take one step at a time. A pebble cast into a pond causes ripples that spread in all directions. Each one of our thoughts, words, and deeds is like that. No one has a right to sit and feel hopeless. There is too much work to do.
Now we will have our morning offering. Today, this month, we share our weekly offering with Concord Prison Outreach. The song sung today while we share our gifts is Let the World Be Well by Pam Donkin, performed by our lovely Yucatarians.
A few youth will be sharing their reflections. I'll start it off. My generation faces a set of unique problems. As of 2016, suicide is the second most common cause of death between children ages 10 to 16. My generation faces more academic pressure than any before us. We face the unique pressures of social media. We deal with facts like that we're only 125 days into 2019, and there have already been 29 school shootings. We face facts like that our planet is becoming a furnace, and that our oceans are rising, and that soon they will consume entire islands, entire cities. These aren't just facts, they are problems that have touched many lives, my life included. Right now, my school has to bring in bottled water because our drinking water has cancer contaminants in it. My generation faces all of this and more. So how do we have hope? How is it possible to have hope in the face of all of this? Hope, an idea that has been around thousands of years, an idea that has crossed generations and races and languages. an idea that has united all different kinds of people. But how does this generation have hope when we face climate change? When we have to wake up and fight against our own planet, we have to fight against the air that we breathe and the ground our houses are built on. We wake up and have to fight for our lives and for our future. We fight for another breath of clean, pollution-free air. And on top of that, we have to fight our own governments, whose purpose it is to serve and protect us. We fight the people in power that every day refuse to acknowledge climate change. We have to fight the people in our government that are enforcing an unwarranted death sentence on us by not dealing with climate change. We have to fight some of the biggest and most powerful industries in the world just to survive. We struggle to maintain hope when the knowledge that the actions of our ancestors are killing us now. It is hard to have hope as a young person in this world today. I am not asking for a solution. I am just asking for understanding of our struggles. And maybe if we could borrow a little bit of hope while we fight our wars. What gives me hope is all the people gathered before me today. Because you are people who take time to listen to everyone. You are willing to disregard age and listen with open ears. I have hope because of all the people here today. People who have listened to what we are saying, then acted by forming climate change task force and social justice committees. So thank you all for respecting our struggles and giving us a real voice and a place we don't have to fight to be heard.
All right, so I have a poem. It's a little bit lighter. That was very good, Faye. All right, it's called Mother Earth's Gift by Kelly Roper. Mother Earth gives her gifts for all to share. She gives them freely, yet she's still aware that things are changing, perhaps for the worse. That how much more can she give if our future is cursed? It's way past time to put Mother Earth first, to clean up the water we all thirst, to clean up the air before our lungs sicken, to renew the soil and feel it quicken. How much longer until the point of no return? How much longer until we all finally learn that to this task we all must rise and stop abusing Mother Earth before she dies?
Sometimes I want to look at the world and scream, why? I look at the news and the earth changing beneath our feet and wonder how people can be so blind to it. I could never speak for my entire generation, but for a lot of us, as Faye said, we feel a little hopeless. We feel hopeless about our world, our situation. We can't vote and we certainly can't govern yet. So we look to people who we didn't choose to wisen up. Not that some haven't. I mean, like, I seriously admire Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for all the radical change she stirred up. I think part of the reason she seems so revolutionary is that she's a millennial. She's younger. She's one of the people in the government I feel like is really making progress. She feels the same time constraints I do, that our world is in desperate need of saving. Sadly, though, our world is still run by a lot of old white guys. No offense to the older men here who also happen to be white. But they still run the world, and it doesn't look as great as we wish it did. We need a new idea of what our world is supposed to look like. For all it's worth, you have one youth's take on what would happen if we ruled the world. Three words. Green New Deal. We may not, like, have the exact same thing, but you can bet if we ran the world, there would be something to get rid of coal and all the other stuff killing our atmosphere. Even a few degrees warmer and boom, Miami's flooded. The stuff we emit from our non-renewable energy sources is a serious cause for why global warming is happening, and sea level rise is a big effect of climate change. Sea levels rise, we lose cities on the maps. My high school even had our freshman class research cities we would lose to sea level rise and coastal erosion. Each kid was able to find three cities to potentially research. Three cities for each kid, four kids for each group, 19 groups for our project. That's a lot of math, and that's a lot of cities, and there's still more. There's more than that destroying the atmosphere, though, like the massive deforestation we manage. I'd make a rule that for every tree cut, two more would have to take its place. Not having trees creates serious greenhouse gas buildup in the atmosphere. And speaking of buildup, our waste production is incredible and so harmful to the ocean and the land, animals and people. A lot of one-use items are being made, down to the last plastic straw, grocery bag, styrofoam cup. We have freaking trash islands, for Pete's sake. Let's change that. Plastic straws can be replaced by metal and paper. Paper straws can bend and biodegrade afterwards. Metal can be kept safe and washed. My family kept a box of paper straws in the dash of our car for, like, a really long time. We ran out. And I personally own three metal straws, and my mom owns one. Yeah, one. Yeah. But replacing styrofoam cups with paper ones, too, while we're at it. And who needs those flimsy plastic bags anyways? Just ban them. They always break when we buy milk. Like, and if you can't get them, then it's easy enough to switch to reusable ones. Most of the time, people are too lazy or forgetful, which is the case of a lot of things. Just imagine it. If youth ran the world, we would get this stuff to happen. And it isn't as though the older generations are unable to make this kind of change. What's stopping them? A fear of the unknown, of the too radical, of ways of life shifting in ways they can't control. But sometimes we have to jump into the unknown to save the world, like all the best heroes in movies and books. Let's turn our world around for the better. Speaking of which, hymn number 1074, Turn the World Around. Please stand in body or spirit.
May we never rest until every child of earth in every generation is free from all prisons of the mind and of the body and of the spirit, until the earth and the hills and the seas shall dance, and the universe itself resound with the joyful cry, "Behold, I am."